Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we take calls from near and far.
See, I told you getting that ham radio license would pay off. Okay, we're up to Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving holiday, and we're going to play some more new music today, right?
That's right. It's going to be excellent. Yep. I'm looking forward to it, and just want to say happy Thanksgiving to all, and thank you all for calling in with your new music picks. It's just become a cornucopia of new music discovery every month. It's really excellent.
So this show is called Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're going to hit you up with some new music you should be thankful for, as presented by listeners of this podcast. And yesterday we had a couple of great calls. Today I think we're going to do three calls.
All right.
And we will start off here with Tim Hoffman.
Hello, Jim and Patrick. Hello to all faithful podcast listeners of Rockin' the Suburbs. Interns, much appreciated, and thanks to all of you. This is Tim Hoffman calling in from Centerville, Virginia, with my picks for best music of October 2020. There are two titles that I've picked out, two records that I've picked out for this month. The first is the October 16th release of the Sam Roberts Band album titled All of Us. And the second is the October 23rd release of Ben Harper's album titled Winter is for Lovers. I'll speak briefly to these two records and why I picked them, and just maybe some highlights from them. Sam Roberts Band release of All of Us is, in a nutshell, what I was expecting and wanting and needing from some Sam Roberts music, Sam Roberts Band music, I should say, at this time. Just speaking briefly about their background, Sam Roberts hails from Quebec, from Montreal, Quebec, I should say. He is a Canadian musician who earned a lot of attention and awards way back in the early 2000s on his first solo record, and also award-winning, Juno award-winning artist for, I think, Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Rock Album of the Year for his debut release, We Were Born in a Flame. Later in the 2000s, around 2011 or so, he kind of switched names over and now goes by the Sam Roberts Band. And this album, All of Us, is their fourth release. It was, this record contains all of the elements of a fantastic Sam Roberts Band album. It is catchy. It is rhythmic. Lyrically, it is, you know, hopeful, thoughtful, inspirational. There is an anthemic feel to a lot of the songs. Some of the songs can get, like, kind of trippy and cool sounding in the middle, and some of them are just straight up, like, you know, pop dance songs, it sounds like, rhythmically, like I said, but the lyrics are deep. Some highlights from this record, I would say, are three just kind of stand out. The whole record is very strong and tight. Ascension, the song Spellbound, also awesome, with a nice, you know, just a real, like I said, trippy sound in the middle of it, and also the song Take Me Away. It's a great record. This album was completed, final recordings done just prior to the lockdown in Montreal and Quebec and much of the world at the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic lockdown. And that being said, a lot of the lyrics speak to what we are going through now and what we need to survive the times that we're going through. So that record, check it out. It's fantastic. Second pick for this month is Ben Harper's Winter is for Lovers. This is not what I expected, but when I saw it, when I saw this record drop, as soon as I hit play on the first song, I was extremely happy and appreciative receiving something that I didn't know that I needed, but I realized that I needed a 15-track all instrumental release from Ben Harper, just Ben Harper on his Monte Leon lap steel guitar, playing a number of sketches from different places. It seems like song titles range from Lebanon to London, from Montreal to Manhattan. It fits perfectly with, the need we have to heal, to feel comfort, and it is just fantastic. It's soothing. It is the audio version of a friend coming over to your house with a guitar, and everything has to change. You remove all distractions, the TV's off, and it's just a friend playing a guitar there for you in the comfort of your home. So this is what this record feels like. Ben Harper's fantastic. I would say it's all good, but one highlight sticks out is the song Inland Empire. Check it out. Check out the YouTube video of Ben Harper playing this. It's fantastic. Ben Harper really brings a lot of attention to his passion for and interest in the American primitive movement in music and folk music. And this speaks to his strong family connections to the folk, very, very famous folk music store that's been in his family, I think, since the 50s. Those are my picks for October. Enjoy. All the best to you. Stay safe. Take care. Peace and love. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Tim, for that.
Can't thank Tim enough for what he does and what a big part of this community he is, and such evocative descriptions, man. So great.
So let's start here with Sam Roberts' band. He mentioned two or three different songs from All of Us. Let's just start with, let's just play the one called Ascension.
They say we're too far gone. I don't believe that's true. They say keep on keeping on. I say what else can I do? Jaws of defeat. They say we're playing with fire. I say we don't mind the heat.
All right, that is very hooky.
That is great, man. Jim, I got a serious Greg Kinn vibe from that tune.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved it. Yeah, I really did. That was great.
Can't go wrong with that. Absolutely.
Not at all. That was solid, man. Really, really good stuff.
Some nice little touches in it too. There's that one part in like sort of the pre-chorus area or something where there's like that weird little rhythm that's happening.
That was cool.
I like that a lot.
Definitely paying attention to all the details, yet keeping the propulsion going. That was nice.
Very good. Okay, and then the other one Tim mentioned here is Ben Harper. This is an instrumental
album.
And the tune he wanted us to play is Inland Empire.
Thank you.
right. You're a fan of guitar playing like that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's definitely passed down from the Fahey tradition of American primitive guitar, Leo Cockti and, you know, Tacoma Records. And as we talked about, you know, on the new music episode not that long ago, Windham Hill, too, had some of that kind of instrumental stuff. I love that Tim said it was a record that I didn't know I needed until I heard it. I think that's a cool sentiment, absolutely. And I may have said this before in this podcast. I've seen Ben Harper play, and if you haven't seen him play, watch him play. What fascinates me about him, Jim, is the way he handles a guitar, especially that lap steel that he plays, or that, you know, lap modified lap acoustic or whatever it is. The way he handles a guitar, the way he touches it, he just, you can tell he just is very, very good at playing the instrument, and also has a tremendous respect and care for what it can do. I mean, sometimes you see people pick up a guitar and, you know, it's obvious they, you know, they haven't played a lot, or they're just starting, or they're learning, or, you know, maybe like me, they just bash it around too much. But he's got a real sensitivity to the way he plays, and you can definitely hear that in that song. I can't wait to check this out. I like his music, and didn't know he had an instrumental album out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good find. All right. Thanks, Tim. Now, Tim called in again. He made a... This
Didn't
is a twofer, a Tim twofer. No, this is like one of this is kind of more like Jesse, where like he calls once, and then later on in the month he like calls back because
another
he,
idea.
Know, heard something else, right? So let's get to the second call from Tim Hoffman.
Good morning, Jim and Patrick, faithful listeners, hardworking interns. This is Tim Hoffman calling in. If I can put one more shout out over the transom here for the October Best Music Picks for me. I'm calling from Centerville, Virginia, by the way. I would be really, really upset if I didn't get this last shout out in, and that is Best Music for the Month, October 16th release of Minx Miracle Medicine. Their latest release from this month is, from October rather, is Thumbs Up Angel. I love this band. I have a lot of respect for their work. I think this is their third LP. Such a great band. I just have only good things to say about them. Thumbs Up Angel by Minx Miracle Medicine. I think they hail from Harper's Ferry, West Virginia areas. They're local. Check them out if you don't know about them. They're the real, real deal. All the best to you. Take care, everyone. Peace and love.
Okay, do you know anything about this band?
Never heard of them.
I never had either. So Harper's Ferry, how about that? That's just
That's
up the
great.
Road from me.
Yeah.
And I noticed on Spotify, they don't have a whole lot of listeners. So this will be the chance, people. You can
nice.
Really get in on the ground floor here.
We're on the ground floor, yeah.
Yeah. This album is called Thumbs Up Angel, and Tim did not mention a specific song to play. So I just took the liberty of picking... Unheard, just based on title alone.
Okay.
The one that intrigued me was called How to Become a Writer.
It's a light bulb.
there you go.
Nice.
Zinx, Miracle Medicine, and if that's accurate, if they are local, I have no reason to believe they're not, but maybe we can, you know, post-pandemic work out something with this band. Maybe they can come on and, you know, and play live or something like that on the podcast. Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be excellent. I don't know if you've ever been to Harper's Ferry, Jim, but it's pretty up there. And it's not that far. It's kind of in the panhandle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can drive out close. There. Yeah. You have some healing baths that you can get in, some ancient mineral baths.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I got kind of a little bit of a mandolin orange Carolina story, kind of a, you know, duo vibe is nice. Very nice.
Yeah, I like them. That's good. I'm going to have to listen to this record.
Very cool. And, thank you, Tim.
Let's see what we got here. Wonder if they have some physical product as well. I'm going to look into that. Okay.
Looks like they do. Yeah, just perusing here. Yep.
Excellent. Okay. Very good. That's a good tip. All right. Now.
They can drive down to your living room, not that far.
That's right. Now let's get to the next caller. And this caller has theme music provided by provided by Stephen Routledge. So here is the Niklaus theme.
Niklaus Nine got attracted to boy from Sweden. The winter nights are black, but the metal is black. Along with Frederick, the second eighth kid, the misfits to welcome, they all with totally nail it.
All right. I'm liking this trend. I like the way, you know, if anybody else wants to keep this going, write theme music for, you know, the more regular callers.
That's right.
We're all Let's about do it. We'll play it. Okay. Yep. All right. Here's Niklaus.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, interns, fellow listeners. This is Niklaus from Sweden calling in. I didn't know if I was going to do this, but then I realized that I have a jingle that Stephen Routledge did for me, and you can't just skip a month, can you? So I'll give you my October music picks. It's going to be a couple of Swedish songs. I'll just continue the path that I entered last month. The first one is the Viagra Boys, really cool, and their new single Ain't Nice. I think you'll like it, the both of you. And then shout out to another listener. You might guess who it is when you hear the title of this song by Norbert Lukács. I think that's a Hungarian name or something, but he's Swedish anyway. And he dropped a new album in October, and I picked one of the songs from the album, which is called, the song is called Echo Park Pedal Boats. So there you go. Those are my two picks for October. Take care, everyone. Stay safe. Cheers. Bye-bye.
All right. Always great to hear from Niklaus.
Beautiful to hear from Niklaus. And I just want to say, as we speak here today, Ipswich Town smashed in a goal, Jim, deep in stoppage time to win today Portman Road. So
all right,
congratulations to the Tractor Boys.
Way to go. That is awesome.
And speaking of which, how is no one, you know, I mean, the Viagra Boys, is that not the greatest name? I mean, come on, folks.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
let's take a listen. The song is called Ain't Nice.
Thank you.
All right, man. What do you think of that?
Is that like a song like a fuzz 20th century?
Is that like a fuzz bass action going on there?
It sounded like it. Yeah, that was fantastic. Yeah, and a couple of calculators that were hardwired into the recording console. I mean, you know, that was beautiful. It really was very primitive, very Stooges, very raw, man. Very Detroit. Really nice. Really nice.
Very cool. All right. Way to go, Viagra boys.
Nicholas knows
us. Still got some
man.
Energy left.
Yeah. Really good.
All right. Now.
I'm still up. Sorry.
Now, the next one is Norbert Lucas, or I think you pronounced it a little bit differently than that, but it's called Echo Park Pedal Boats.
It's been a year since we broke up. I fled over oceans. Got nothing back home. You and the cats are gone. I'm still packing up the boxes. Still finding your old t-shirt. Are you still thinking about me? Like lovers on vacation. There are things to regret. Call me up and I'll be there. Running down the hallway.
Totally lovely. Melancholy, heartbreaking, beautiful. I think the only thing that would have been better if the Viagra Boys had recorded a song called Echo Park Pedal Boats. But both of those are great. Really great.
Oh, really nice. Okay. Yeah. So we're thankful that Nicholas keeps calling in. He's
absolutely
on the hook now because now he has theme
apparently,
music,
yeah.
Right? Yes.
He's been jingled.
That's right. That's right. Ooh.
If you get jingled, folks, you're on the hook.
Do you need Viagra for that? All right. Let's, where are we here? Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Moving on.
Yes.
We have one more caller. This is a brand new caller to the show.
Oh, great.
All right, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Jim and Patrick. Hello, all listeners and interns around Rocking the Suburb community. My name is Grzegorz Rąpała. I'm calling from Poland. I hope I'm not one and only your listener from that part of Europe. I apologize for my accent. It seems to be my first intercontinental call ever. Reason why I'd like call you is to present my October pickup, but as well to say to Jim and Patrick that you both doing excellent thing, and I'm so glad to be part of this just as a listener. So let me share with you one of my pick in October. This is Californian band from North Hills named Dawes, Dawes, and their seventh album titled quite optimistic or sarcastic, good luck with whatever. I have some special feelings for that band, as it was the first band I have found just by some recommendation from Spotify. It was 5 years ago when Doors released their best so far album, in my opinion, All Your Favorite Bands, and I'm listening actually this album still a lot, and probably it stay with me for the rest of my rock and roll life. However, let's focus on their new record. This is for sure their another solid album with strong opener, Still Feel Like a Kid. Actually, there is no weak songs there. For me, this is really kind of suburban rock with a large echo of Tom Petty music, Bruce Springsteen, The Band. But there is just not only a question of influence, because for sure DOS is on their own ways in creating music. For me, it won't be a huge surprise if one of their next ones will be a kind of masterpiece, maybe, because the band still released good or very good records. There is for sure something for me, for person from a distant country, which is something like pure American spirit. It was so felt in such a song like All Your Favorite Band. My first DOS songs I had listened to in 2015, and it is still present in their new songs like Beautiful Ballad, Santa Augustine at Night. So I highly recommend this album for the rest of autumn mornings and evenings. And to paraphrase those, Jim and Patrick, you are my favorite band, and please stay together. Thanks for all your efforts, knowledge, positive approach, good vibes, and good moods. Stay healthy. Bye.
Okay, so that is a new caller from Poland.
Wow, that means a lot, Jim. It does. I tell you, that's very moving. The home of Robert Lewandowski, who's a hell of a striker. I think Poland's all-time leading goal scorer. But also, Jim, you know my relationship to the song All My Favorite Bands.
Yes. I
mean, it's gone back very deep in our history, you know, for,
yes,
for a long time. So that's just fantastic. And, you know, I think this band is totally underappreciated. I mean, they're working in a style, you know, that does incorporate all those influences, right? And the new record, I was slow to jump on this. I heard about it like just the other day, maybe like last week. It's on Rounder Records. Like, what more American label can you, right, get than Rounder Records? Like, that's a perfect label for Dawes. It's almost like they've found their home, right? I mean, they've just written some songs that really, you know, tie the fabric of a lot of Americana together, and eloquently stated, and so glad to have someone from that part of the country, world, I should say, call us and express those feelings. That's fantastic. Yeah, I'm going to write a jingle. I'm going to jingle that guy, and it's going to be over.
Yes, you're right. No, coming from a music fan from Poland,
totally, that
this music touches him makes, yeah, me feel good about the power of music.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
totally.
And the band should feel good about that. I want to mention here that caller, it may have been difficult to hear him state his name, but I noticed in the email that he sent that he just signed off as Greg.
Greg.
So maybe that's sort of the American version of his name, mm-hmm. right? He's going with. So,
and he has a tiki hut in Poland, and it's all fine.
Who knows? Maybe. We don't know. So anyway.
We don't know.
So we're gonna play out with a Dawes song.
Beautiful.
And don't be a stranger, Greg, please. We appreciate your listenership. And yep. And if you want to, continue to contribute, that's fine. Or just listen, that's fine too. But we like to hear your voice.
Great.
Okay. Now, as I mentioned, for the American listeners, tomorrow is a holiday.
That's right.
In the United States. So we're going to take the day off and hang out with the family and mm-hmm. watch some really bad football games. And
Redskins, Cowboys. That's not going to be good, folks.
Yeah. Stuff ourselves, right? And
yep.
all those Thanksgiving things. Probably in our house, we'll probably play some board games, that kind of stuff, right? So,
mm-hmm. little risk.
And then I don't know about that. But and then we'll come back at you guys on Friday.
Sounds good.
With more October new music. All right.
Absolutely. Peace, everybody. Take care and be safe, as Tim Hoffman said. And thank you all for your interest in calling in. It's one of my favorite parts of this podcast we do is just to get all these great recommendations.
Okay. So the show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're going to leave you here with Dawes playing St. Augustine at Night. And we'll talk to you guys in a couple of days.
The cherry gum would cover up the cigarettes we smoked. The 7-Up would balance out the beer. Mom would make us dinner and we'd all try not to choke. Dad was working later every year. We count the trucks on Highway 1 on their way to Jacksonville, wondering where they headed on from there. My brothers and my sister all stood spiritually still, as if those roads became the answer to their prayers. But I didn't want it any other way. This town was the one thing that felt right. All these tourists could be kings during the day, but not in St. Augustine at night.
That was Sir William Bradford calling.